Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul.
And Jeannie.
So glad you're here with us right now. And the Lord bless you, and may He give you peace and strength and all the things that you need today. Let Him be the supplier of that. He loves you. Well, Jeannie, last time we were talking about belief in the resurrection at the heart level. Right. And how important and valuable that is, and the blessings that come with it. So where would you like to pick things up right now?
Well, I'd like to do a really quick little review because we did go through the verse that we need to believe in our heart that Christ was raised from the dead, and what's the significance of that. So we already covered that being risen from the dead proves the power of God, and that He is deity, and He has the power to lay His life down and pick it back up again.
Yes.
And it also proves the fulfillment of prophecies.
Right.
Ones that He gave about His own life, that He would, come back to life after 3 days, and also the prophecies in the Old Testament about the Messiah. And then it also validated that our sins are forgiven because of the resurrection. And without the resurrection, there would not be forgiveness of sins. So how
an
important is that?
An accepted sacrifice.
Yeah.
Right.
In fact, in 1 Corinthians 15:17, we mentioned where Paul said our faith would be futile if we didn't have the hope of Him being risen from the dead. And we would be pitied.
Yeah.
And then we ended off yesterday with talking, in fact, we titled it, that through Adam came death, but through Christ came resurrected life.
Amen.
That in 1 Corinthians 15:21, that Paul was talking about how death came into the world through sin, and that we're all born dead, basically. We have this physical body alive, but we're born dead.
Which is the no spiritual connection, no life between ourselves and our Creator.
Right. And then those who are born again through Christ, through His resurrection, the Holy Spirit comes and regenerates them.
Born again spiritually.
Born
so
again
you can
spiritually.
Call God Dad.
Right. Abba.
Abba Father. Right.
And then we went through real quickly the verse, Romans 15:54-55. And the fourth point that I was bringing up, that the resurrection validates that we overcome death with Christ. We're in union with Him. His resurrection becomes our resurrection.
That's right.
And so Romans 15 says, when our dying bodies have been transformed in bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O death, where is your sting? So I thought we could spend a little more time talking about the fear of death and how it is a sting, and that every human being, regardless of what they say, every human being has a fear of the finalness of death.
Yeah.
And those of us that have given our life to Christ have the comfort of that this is not all there is.
Right.
So what do you want to expand on? The fear of death.
Well, I liked that if earlier this morning I heard you singing that way old hymn, There's Victory in Jesus, My Savior Forever. And there absolutely is. So death, actually for the believer who has been born spiritually by faith in Jesus Christ, death is not the end. As a matter of fact, it's only the beginning of a new life in heaven with Christ.
And what you say oftentimes even at funeral services, your last breath here is your first breath in heaven.
Yeah, right.
And you don't stop. You don't stop existing.
Oh my goodness, no.
You just move.
Yeah. Actually, nobody does.
Right.
Whether you believe in Christ or not.
Right.
But there is a resurrection of the living, and there is a resurrection of the dead.
Right.
And Jesus talked a whole lot more about hell than He did about heaven. So
that's why we need our election to be sure, the scripture says.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I've joked before that for the believer, at worst, death is just the taxi ride to heaven. maybe a bumpy taxi ride, but the destination is well worth it.
So death gives us hope beyond the grave. And what is that saying? There's two things, taxes and death, that we're all going to experience.
Unavoidable.
But we live like we're, especially if you're younger, like you're going to live forever on earth. And as long as you live in that mindset, because you don't want to face something that scares you, or you think it's not going to happen to you, or you just don't want to deal with it, it's always like this dark shadow that's following you all the time.
Yeah.
Until you actually turn around and do a standoff with it and say, no, I am not going to run away from you. You know, I'm actually running towards my last breath and my first breath in heaven.
Yes.
And it's something we remind ourselves, because our instincts, just human instincts, are to survive. Of course, that's right. Nobody wants to just die, you know, unless they have so much pain right here or whatever that they want to escape. But this is all that we know right now. Yeah. We don't know heaven yet. So there is that apprehension that always comes with it. But how much better is it for us to square off and really embrace it and look at it now before we get to that point, so that we can make good decisions about how we live our life every day, and we look forward to it instead of dreading it.
Yeah. You've done teaching with the ladies on this very same subject, carpe diem, seize the day.
Right.
And don't let don't let things not count for eternity. And that's a brilliant thought, that everything that we do, we can do things that count for with eternal value. Somebody shared with me just a couple of days ago that he was saying, I look at my life day by day, as though I had this big bag of marbles. Well, I've got this big bag and it's got marbles in it, and I don't know how many are in there. But every day when you wake up, you're pulling a marble out of the bag. And that represents that day. Well, even today, Jeannie, we pulled a marble out of the bag, and here we are.
We don't get it back.
We don't get it back, and we give it away. And by the grace of God, maybe there'll be another marble in there for us tomorrow to pull, but you just don't know. So that's why you need to make everything count.
There's a verse I'd like to read. Paul wrote this, and it's 1 Thessalonians 4:13. And again, this is a letter he wrote to a church that he started in the city of Thessalonica. Did I say that right?
Yes, that's right. Good.
Okay. Verse 13, New Living, he says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, he's wanting to comfort them. He says, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope.
Wow.
I want to come back to that and emphasize that. For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, the resurrection, since we believe that in our heart, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him the believers who have died.
Mm.
Isn't that a beautiful verse?
Yeah, because even, you know, some of us listening here now have friends and relatives and dear ones that have gone on ahead of us. Well, it's only a pause button, them leaving, because we're going to see them again.
So that part of the verse that says, you will not grieve like people who have no hope.
Mm-hmm.
Death and separation from somebody you love is so excruciating.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
You feel the finality of
the people who go through that that don't have the hope that we have.
Yeah.
So I kind of like to talk a little bit more about the process of grieving that we go through.
Yeah, sure. Let's do that. All right, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and loving us and giving us this time together. And I just sense your peace right now, Lord. And I pray that that would be the same for all listening. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for raising from the dead. Bless everyone. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.